91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit for a little while and we talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Pierce Longmire. Hi, Pierce.
Hello.
So you go to the U of A, do you?
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
I am studying molecular and cellular biology, and I work in Dr. Ramin Yadigari's lab in the School of Plant Sciences.
Oh, wow. Do you guys have greenhouse activities?
Yes, we do have a greenhouse activities. So we actually study maize, and we're studying the endosperm development in maize. And what endosperm is, it is a nutritive tissue that provides nutrients to the developing seed embryo or the germinating plant.
How?
I'm looking at the interactions of transcription factor proteins. So if you're unfamiliar, proteins do just about everything in the cell. And transcription factor proteins are involved in regulating how genetic information is read. What I do is I look to see which proteins are interacting during this early development of endosperm.
They're laying the foundation for what's to come in the future?
Yes, definitely they are. And the ones that I look at, they regulate how cells grow.
Okay, tell me why this is important.
Endosperm of cereal grains, including maize, it makes up a big portion of human diet, and also it's a source of various industrial products, including ethanol. And so understanding what happens very early during this development will help us to just sort of understand the development of cereal grains as a whole. We study maize because it's a good model for this genetic analysis, and maybe we can use this information to enhance the yield or the nutritive value of different cereal grains for our benefit.
Right. So,
yes.
So we're talking about genetically modifying corn?
Yes, we are talking about modifying it genetically.
Just wanted you to say it out loud. Pierce, what do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I want to transition into cancer research.
So is there a connection between, you know, what you're doing now and cancer research?
Yes, definitely. So studying plants at a molecular level, a lot of it translates the same when you go into cancer biology because we're just dealing with cells. And a lot of these molecular techniques are the same in both a plant lab and a cancer lab. I had a nice introduction with plants, and it's going to sort of stay pretty similar throughout the rest of my career.
Sure. So the cells just go from being squares to circles?
I mean, that's a very simple way of putting it. Yeah.
Awesome.
A few more things here and there.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated. Pierce, do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I listen to a lot of music.
Well, what sorts of things do you like?
I'm a big fan of hip-hop, R&B, pop, or like a mesh of those different genres. I listen to several different genres, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go.
Yes.
Right on. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.